Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
City Council reviews options for aging Gurley overpass. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Gillette City Council heard a detailed update Tuesday night on the future of the Gurley Avenue overpass, a structure that's more than 40 years old and showing its age. Consultants with HDR told the council that the bridge, built in 1982, has already undergone 18 rehabilitation projects or studies. They cited steep grades exceeding 6%, corrosion from the de-icing salts, and a 16-ton weight limit that restricts commercial traffic. Consultants outlined three possible options. The first would repair the existing deck for $6 to $8 million, extending the bridge's life by about a decade, but leaving the steep grades and weight limits unchanged. The second option would replace and widen the deck for $18 to $24 million, improving weight capacity and extending the bridge's life to about 30 years, but still not fixing the steep approaches. The third option would fully replace the bridge at a cost of $27 to $31 million, creating a new structure with gentler grades, ADA compliance, and an estimated 75-year lifespan. While the full replacement has the highest upfront cost, consultants said long-term analysis shows it would be the least expensive over 70 years. City officials say Gillette has already set aside $8 million and secured a $3 million federal grant that can only be used for full replacement. The project could go out for bid around 2028. Tensions flare at state land board meeting over Pronghorn Wind Project. A tense exchange between Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon and Secretary of State Chuck Gray capped a marathon meeting of the Wyoming Board of Land Commissioners Thursday in Douglas as debate continued over a controversial wind energy lease near Glenrock. Cowboy State Daily reported near the end of the more than 5.5-hour meeting, Gordon asked Gray, "Do you want to step outside?" during a heated back and forth over the Pronghorn H2 wind project and the role of the state attorney general.
I think to cast dispersions on the Attorney General, former Justice, is, I just don't think that's a good idea, Mr. Secretary.
Mr. Chairman, I take deep umbrage at you saying I cast dispersion.
I take deep umbrage
He stepped
at
in
you.
And there
no,
are...
Step outside. You want to step outside?
Are you threatening me?
No, I'm asking if you want to step outside.
Are you threatening me? I've never seen anything.
Mr. Chairman.
That is a standard.
Mr. Chairman.
Look, Mr. Chairman, back to the issues. Please stop interrupting. Mr. Chairman, I just ask that we have the Attorney General not undercut the will of the board in the next month before we hear this.
And that was answered.
Thank you.
Gordon later clarified through a spokesperson that he was not threatening Gray, but wanted to step away to better understand his concerns. The meeting drew dozens of residents opposed to the project, which would place up to 267 wind turbines across private and state trust lands in the northern Laramie Range. Many testified they felt the project moved forward too quickly without meaningful local input. The Pronghorn lease on state land was vacated last month by a district court ruling, which Attorney General Keith Kautz has appealed to the Wyoming Supreme Court. While no action could be taken at Thursday's special meeting, Gray said he plans to bring a motion to end the lease at the board's next regular meeting. For now, the project remains on hold as public opposition and political tensions continue to build. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.